This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The man accused in the Times Square bombing case appeared in court yesterday for the first time. Faisal Shahzad was arraigned on terrorism charges. Investigators say he's been cooperating with them, and NPR has learned about one of the things he told authorities, that he was inspired to act by two internet clerics. One of those clerics has been in the news a lot lately. Anwar al-Awlaki is the American-born cleric who's now based in Yemen. The other cleric that the Times Square bomber mentioned is less familiar. He is a convert to Islam from Jamaica. NPR's counterterrorism correspondent, Dina Temple-Raston, went to Jamaica to talk to him, and she joined us on the line from there. Good morning, Dina.
Good morning.
Who is this man?
Well, his name is Abdullah Faisal, and we chatted with him here in Montego Bay, Jamaica, yesterday. You know, we'd set up an interview with him, and then when he got here, he demanded we pay him for the interview. So when I refused, he declined to go on tape. But at the same time, I did have a really long talk with him and got him to answer a lot of the questions that have been swirling about him.
Such as?
Well, you have to understand that Abdullah Faisal is one of the first internet imams linked to the radicalization of Muslims. He's been linked to two of the men who blew up transportation targets in the UK in 2005. He was a mentor to one of them, this Jamaican convert named Jermaine Lindsay, who died blowing up London targets in 2005. He's been linked to the man who wanted to set up a terror training camp in Oregon several years ago. He was the imam at the Brixton Mosque in London when Richard Reid, the shoe bomber, worshipped there. And Zacharias Massawi, the 20th hijacker in the 9/11 attacks, was also a follower of his. And he was sentenced to prison in the UK for calling followers to kill Jews, Americans, and Hindus. That's something that came up in one of his CD lectures.
And now he apparently has a connection to this alleged Times Square bomber.
Exactly. I mean, people close to the investigation told me that Shahzad basically said Abdullah Faisal and al-Awlaki were, and this is apparently in his words, the only two clerics out there who have got it right. In fact, intelligence sources tell us that Shahzad actually tried to contact al-Awlaki and Faisal ahead of his attack. And Abdullah Faisal told us he doesn't think he got that email, or at least he says he didn't write Shahzad back. And when I asked him about the spate of attacks against civilian targets in the U.S., he says that, he agrees with violent jihad, but it has to take place on the battlefield, like in Afghanistan or in Iraq, not in Times Square.
So are intelligence officials now watching this man, Abdullah Faisal, and would that be because they think he has this link to Times Square or a more general threat that he might present?
Well, it's the more general threat. The way one intelligence official put it to me is that Abdullah Faisal is one of a handful of voices in the violent jihadi movement that seems to resonate with lots of people and just drive them to action. Now, al-Awlaki is one of those people, and apparently Faisal is another. And clearly, as we know, al-Awlaki's been targeted by the U.S. after he allegedly was linked to several terrorist attacks, like the attempted airline bombing on Christmas Day. And now we've got Abdullah Faisal, who's mentioned right alongside him. You know, he was deported from Kenya to Jamaica several months ago because the Kenyan government said in court papers that he was recruiting for an al-Qaeda-affiliated group in Somalia called Al-Shabaab. And, you know, I asked him about that, and he denied it. And he said the Kenyans were worried about what he might say, not anything that he actually did say when he was there.
So what was Faisal's reaction to the recent attacks in the U.S.?
Well, he gave me a really nuanced answer. He said that there are people who are inspired by his words, and then they take things, in his words, into their own hands. Now, that's the kind of thing that al-Awlaki had said for years, that he couldn't help it if people acted on his words. Abdullah Faisal told me yesterday that he preaches that violent jihad is necessary, and that it's been forced upon Muslims, and they are duty-bound to act. You know, he said non-believers, and these are his words, steal Muslim resources, rape Muslim women, and Muslims have to respond. So you can see if that's the sort of thing he's saying, this might be one of the reasons why he worries U.S. counterterrorism officials.
Dina, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reporting from Jamaica.